with SRN News, I'm John Scott. As expected, President Vladimir Putin has sealed his control over Russia for six more years. Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, tells the Salem Radio Network, Putin's re-election, along with the recent re-election of Xi Jinping as China's president, spells trouble for the Western world.
You've got stability amongst the two world's leading tyrant nations. And then, of course, they're aligned with other totalitarians in the Middle East and Asia.
Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. Also at SRNNews.com, the Israeli army has called on people in and around Gaza's biggest medical facility to evacuate immediately as its forces again raid Al-Shifa Hospital.
In the last few hours, we've heard that 80 people have been detained in the hospital. We've also seen the IDF's Arabic spokesperson posting a map asking people in the vicinity of the hospital to move to Al-Mawasi. This is what the IDF has declared to be a safe zone on the eastern coast of Gaza. But of course, after more than 5 months of war, for people to actually move is proving increasingly difficult.
BBC correspondent Anna Foster. A charter flight carrying American citizens fleeing Haiti has landed in Miami.
State Department officials say more than 30 citizens were on the government chartered flight on Sunday. It arrived at Miami International Airport after the U.S. Embassy in Haiti earlier this month urged U.S. citizens to leave the nation as soon as possible because of chaos gripping the country. Haiti's main airport in Port-au-Prince remains closed following gang attacks. The State Department announced on Saturday that it would offer limited charter flights for American citizens from the less chaotic northern city of Cap Haitien. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Stocks are higher now. The Dow up 96 points. This is SRN News. A Virginia church initiative is helping soon-to-be-released prisoners create supportive communities where they can rebuild their lives, starting while they're still in jail.
Inmates voluntarily join the chapel's classes, live stream services, and baptisms at the Chesterfield Jail. Chapel Pastor Brandon Samuel says they're supported after their release.
We have a Monday night Art in the Bible group, a Thursday night recovery group. Sunday morning they sit together, Sunday afternoon small group. So there's an entire structure. There's houses they live in. There's a lot of job programs. There's mechanics, construction. They're connecting them into meaningful employment.
Ex-inmates return to jail to minister and welcome new members into their community. Anne Marie Morgan reporting.
House lawmakers in Mississippi have approved a bill that would define sex as binary. The bill states there are only two sexes, and every individual is either male or female. This is SRN News. Authorities in France have arrested nine people after a police station in a northern suburb of Paris was attacked with fireworks and petrol bombs.
Video on social media shows the police station at La Courneuve being lit up by a barrage of missiles, mainly fireworks adapted for the purpose, which are today a commonly used weapon by French rioters. About 50 youths were involved, and they dispersed after police reinforcements arrived. Police say the attack is linked to the road accident 4 days ago, which killed an 18-year-old from La Courneuve. The police version, contested by his family, is that he refused to stop when ordered to by a police patrol and then collided with another police vehicle as he fled the scene.
That's BBC correspondent Hugh Schofield. And North Korea has shipped around 7,000 containers filled with munitions and other military equipment to Russia to help support its war in Ukraine, according to the South. More details at SRNNews.com.